Well, good morning. It is 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. It is Election Day across the country, midterm elections. Lots going on locally, of course, and joining us to talk more about what's going on today is the Executive Director of the Galesburg Board of Elections, Lisa Watson. Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning. I know it's a busy time for you. We were just talking off the air. Civic duty. Elections are your civic duty. And I was very disappointed last time around when we just had the local elections that not a lot of people came out for things like this, you know, and more so when it's great that more people do come out with them when it's a presidential or when other bigger races are out there. But it's like these small ones that really affect your day-to-day life more than anything. And this is a case where there are a lot of local things going on. But here in the state of Illinois, my gosh, there's really almost no excuse for you not to be able to do it. You've gotten one from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. As far as registration, you said there's even people coming in today to register. So it's really no excuse not to.
Exactly. We want individuals to, if you're ready to vote, go to your precinct-specific polling place. And if you have not registered to vote, or maybe you have moved, or maybe you've had a name change due to a marriage or divorce, come to City Hall and we will help you to get registered, and you'll actually receive your ballot and put that in the voting machine. If you do need to make a change or newly register, make sure you bring with you two forms of ID, something that has your name or address on it. But everyone else just needs to go to their polling place and they are waiting for you.
Well, let's talk about polling places in particular. I always have to look it up. It's like, okay, what ward do I live in? Where's my polling place? Talk about how people can find that information out if they don't happen to have their voter ID card they received.
Sure. You can actually go onto the City of Galesburg website, and there's a precinct lookup on there as well. We did mail out new voter cards to everyone in March or April of this year. If you are uncertain yet, you can certainly give our office a call at 309-345-3660. We would be happy to help you locate your precinct and your polling place so that you can take advantage of this opportunity to vote today.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, also at the polling places, there are maps up that show the wards. Is that right? Where you can figure out where you live and like, okay, and maybe you can ask somebody, okay, I live here. Maybe one of the workers can help you out. I've had that happen before. I did. I forgot my card. I'm like, oh, where am I supposed to be? And my polling place had changed. I'm like, no, you're over here now at this place.
There certainly are maps that the Board of Election Commissioners, when they went out with the setup team yesterday, they put ward maps, as you mentioned, up. We also at Bethel Baptist Church, where there are five precincts, and First Church of God, where there are three precincts, we also have looker upper stations. So those individuals are actually looking up that information that is available on the City of Galesburg website. So again, if you like to use a computer, you can just simply Google Galesburg voters, and that will bring you to the For Voters page. In the blue navigation box, there it says precincts and wards. Click on that, and you can literally see the exact same tool that our wonderful election workers are using. It's at your fingertips on the City of Galesburg website. It will tell you your precinct. It will tell you your polling place, and you'll be all set to go in about 5 minutes.
No excuses is what we're saying here, right?
Absolutely.
Lisa Watson, Executive Director of the Galesburg Board of Elections, joining us here this morning. You know, it's actually very interesting with the vote by mail. You said there's been a lot of activity with that. So we're the official results. There will be preliminary results tonight. We will have preliminary results, but nothing's going to be official to what, November 29th, is that right?
Yes, November 29th is when the Board of Election Commissioners will canvass, make official the election results from today. And the reason for that is that some people may be finishing their vote-by-mail ballot, putting it in their post office box, or mailbox rather, and they have 14 days for that ballot to arrive to our office. So there are also provisional ballots that get validated, and tonight's results are unofficial, as they are throughout the entire state, and official results are November 29th.
So as far as the mail-in, does that have to be postmarked by midnight tonight? Or
just need to be postmarked by today.
Okay.
Or if they want to deliver it to the secure ballot drop box located on the front step, front sidewalk of the City Hall. They can do that until 7 p.m., but make sure it's 7 p.m., not 7:01.
Absolutely. All right. So again, all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Easy to find your what ward you live in, what precinct you will be voting at. Get out and vote today. Anything in particular? You said there's been a lot of activity so far with the mail-in voting. Is that more so than the regular early voting with people coming in?
This particular election, vote by mail is about double what it was 4 years ago, and early voting. It actually, in person at the election office, 4 years ago it was about 2,800, and we'll probably be at probably 2,300 by time we're done. So a little lower on in-person early voting, but more than double on vote by mail. Back in 2018, we had about 1,100 people request vote by mail ballots, and as of now, we're closer to probably 2,400 requesting vote by mail. So vote by mail has increased in popularity. And some of those individuals have chosen permanent vote by mail, and that may be a trend we see going forward.
Oh, I didn't realize that was an option. And of course, we all got the mail-in ballot sent to us as well. Yeah, I'm just one. I don't know if you call it old school. I just really like going in and doing it, getting my sticker. But as you said, you never know when something may arise, so you always have that option if there is a year that you cannot get in to vote in person. There's always options for you.
Looking at this particular election, if we look at the trends from 2018, generally 60% of all of our voters will vote today in their polling places. 40% will vote by mail and in person at the city election office. So the majority are going to do it today, and we want to be there to support you and help you. A big thank you, big shout out to all of our 100 election judges who are working today, and just appreciate their service. You know, these are a lot of the individuals that have served during the whole time of the pandemic, and yet they felt that this was something that they had to do. So bipartisanship across the board, and could not do it without them. We are here to support them today. And I will tell you that if you're at home and you are not certain if you want to vote today, they are waiting for you. Please don't let them down.
Exactly. I mean, it's a long, long day for them as well. Sitting around, can't leave. You're there all day doing your job, helping out with the election. So, how many registered voters here in the city of Galesburg?
Over 18,000.
Okay.
Very similar to 2018.
Okay. Is that? I mean, can you compare to other communities like size or just percentage wise compared to other communities? How are we as far as the number of registered voters?
Pretty consistent across the nation. Okay. When you look at geographical sizes.
Yeah. Sad that there's not more. I mean, especially like you said, 365 days a year you can register, and I'm not sure, I don't understand why you wouldn't. that's another thing. I mean, it's made so easy. So talk about if somebody wants to still register today, what would that process be?
Bring two forms of identification, something that has your name and address, like a piece of mail. It could literally be a piece of junk mail that
Plenty of that right now. There's plenty of that, yeah.
So bring that piece of mail and one other thing that's got your name on it. It might be a school ID. It could be a FOID card. It could be a debit card. It's a name printed on it. So bring those two things, that piece of mail, for instance, something with a name and address, and something else with your name printed on it. You'll want to come to City Hall at 55 West Tompkins Street if you live in the city limits of Galesburg. It'll take about 5-6 minutes to get registered, Grace registered. You'll be given your ballot. You'll be able to vote it, put it right into the voting machine. And not only that, you're now registered for future elections.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Once you're registered, you're registered.
You are.
Yeah, that is a great thing. Lisa Watson is the executive director of the Galesburg Board of Elections, joining us here this morning. So you figure about with all the polling wrapping up, 7 o'clock the polls will close here in the city of Galesburg. So you figure somewhere around 9 or something preliminary results. Talk about the process of counting the ballots. Is that an electronic thing or how does that work?
In the state of Illinois, counting of ballots cannot occur until after 7 p.m. So once the last voter has cast their ballot, then our wonderful election judges will wrap everything up and come back to City Hall, and then Galesburg will actually do one upload onto the City of Galesburg website. I always encourage individuals just to Google search Galesburg voters, because it is so easy. And the election results will be on that page. They'll be unofficial, as we discussed, and then the official will be posted after November 29th.
Well, and, you know, some people might think, oh, it's going to be a little bit easy on you with all these mail-in ballots coming in. You've already got those counted. No, you don't start counting till after the 7 p.m. deadline.
Just like the voters do, they scan their ballot in, but then the actual counting, for instance, if you were to go vote today and you scanned your ballot in, it would show one on the tabulator if you were the first person. But no one knows, did you vote for every candidate on the ballot or did you just vote for one? So none of that is known anywhere in the state of Illinois until after 7 p.m. The same thing with vote by mail. We've got a great vote by mail team, 3-member bipartisan team of experienced election judges, and they have been working for the last 39 days on incoming vote by mail. As of right now, we have had 1,763 of those ballots that were mailed out returned. They're already processed. If you go to Galesburg Voters, there's a ballot tracking list, and you can literally see your name there that it has been received and processed.
Great. So, go ahead.
Thank you to our great vote by mail team.
You know, if somebody's interested in as far as future elections, because you're going to need help every time. Sometimes it's in the spring with some of the local stuff, and then back in the fall again. If somebody's interested in helping out, how would they go about becoming an election judge or working at a polling place?
We are always recruiting for election judges. We need both parties, and you can come to the City of Galesburg Election Office. We have a short half-page application, and then we provide you with a date for training. You'll come for the training and learn with other new election judges, and we always place all of our new election judges with experienced election judges. So, for instance, we had two classes just recently for brand-new election judges. They are working with teams of at least 3 experienced election judges, so they have someone who can give them the hands-on experience in addition to the book knowledge they got in class.
Absolutely. Lisa Watson is the executive director of the Galesburg Board of Elections. Lisa, anything else we need to know today here on Election Day 2022?
Just get out and vote. And if you're looking for a sample ballot, they're online. Just Google search Galesburg Voters. Sample ballot is there. We also have paper sample ballots in City Hall. You can pick one of those up. Polls are currently open and they close at 7 p.m. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Can still get registered and get your vote in today. Lisa, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.